Every part of the tiger, from whisker to tail, is traded in illegal wildlife markets. Poaching is the most immediate threat to wild tigers. In relentless demand, their parts are used for traditional medicine, folk remedies, and increasingly status symbol among wealthy Asians. There are usually limited resources for guarding areas in the country where tigers live. Even with strong enforcement of tiger protection laws and a never-ending battle against poaching, even in Indonesia and China, poaching is so persuasive that thousands of acres stand empty of tigers. The impact of a single tiger at the hand of poachers reaches beyond one single loss. If that tiger was a female with cubs, her cubs will likely die without their mothers, and the female's potential for future breeding is lost. If a male is killed, his death can result in intensive competition among his territory for surviving males in the population, creating disruption in breeding by those males. In the wild, tigers mostly feed on larger and medium-sized animals, with most studies indicating a preference to native ungulates and averaging from 90 kilograms to 100 pounds at a minimum. Sabar, Chitul, Barasingha, Wild Boar, Gur, Negli, and both water buffalo and domesticated buffalo in descending order of preference are the tiger's favorite prey in India. Sometimes they also prey on other predators, including large species of leopards, pythons, sloth bears, and crocodiles. In Siberia, the main prey species in Manchurian wimpy, wapiti, and wild boar, the two species comprising nearly 80% of the prey selected, followed by silk deer, moose, roe deer, and musk deer. In Siberia, Sabar, Munchak, and Malian Tepper are consistently preyed on.